This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey, this is Metal Shop here on the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW, and we are talking to Pathology, Ricky Jackson, and Dan Richardson from the slammiest slam band. It's Pathology, and first of all, you guys are playing Northwest Terror Fest coming up May 31st here in Seattle on Capitol Hill. We're so stoked to be able to talk to you guys, and how the hell are you? I want to start. How the hell are you guys today?
We're doing great.
Doing awesome, man.
Really can't wait for it. It's going to be a great fest.
Yeah.
It's going to be an incredible fest.
It's going to be sick.
Yeah, we're really stoked. And like Pathology was one of the later additions to Northwest Terror Fest. And when they saw Pathology on the list, I know a bunch of people went, yo, okay, that pushed me over the line. I'm buying my tickets and I'll be out there. Man, I'm so stoked to see you guys again. It's been a few years. And so, you know, look, this question's for you, Dan.
All right. What's up?
Hey, so one of the, like, look, relatively, you're one of the newer additions to the band, and I really wanted to kind of like get a rundown about how you ended up bringing the slams with Pathology. How did you know these guys before? How did you end up in here? Tell us a story about how you ended up in the band, man.
Oh man, that's a story, dude. All right, so the power of social media, straight up, dude. It was a trip, man. All right, so like I play guitar in Condemned as well.
Yes, with Condemned and Lord of War, right? Or before?
Yeah.
Lord of War. Yeah.
Yeah. And so kind of how it went down, I think, is like, you know, like I did a European tour with Condemned, and, you know, I was posting a bunch of stuff on social media, and Dave was just looking for metal guitarists at the time, and he saw, you know, that I was doing this shit, and he just straight up hit me up on Facebook. That's how it went down. I've never met him before.
Right.
Never met any of the guys before. And I remember I was like working or something, and I look at my phone, and he's like, hey, I'm like looking for a guitarist. Would you be interested? And I was like, oh
yeah. You're like, I got to go clean my pants real quick. Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, dude, I was like, oh my, and I wrote him back immediately. Like, yes, yeah. I mean, because I've been a huge Pathology fan for a long time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, the rest is kind of history. We started jamming shortly after that. I recorded like a video of media consumption and went from there, man. Yeah.
Hey,
now
so
we just wrote a couple album, and it's crazy. We're touring the world. It's wild, dude.
I know, and here you are.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask, so the one of the things I should have asked you guys first, are you guys calling from San Diego right now? Is that where you both are right now?
Yep. Yeah, we're in downtown San Diego.
Okay. Because Pathology, like, calls San Diego home, but I know you've had members that have lived in other places, but that's, like, the core of the band, right? Down SoCal?
Yeah. We're all in San Diego. Obi's up in, Santa Barbara?
Yeah, I think Santa Barbara area.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but yeah, we're all pretty local, which makes life a little easier.
Hey, and Ricky, like, you guys started this band, what, damn near 10 years ago about, right? Maybe a little slightly less? Pathology's been around for a hot minute, man.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been about 10 years.
Yeah, long time.
Maybe just a little bit longer, too. Maybe about 10 years.
That's awesome. Hey, so here's one of the questions that I'm glad I have you both here for, because one of our favorite questions to ask every band, because anybody listening to this show right now can relate to the moment And there is one moment, we call it the light bulb moment here on Metal Shop, where there was one moment where you were a kid, maybe even older, where you had an instance where an older sibling showed you a song, or you saw a music video, or you saw a show that, and like right then and there you went, God damn, like I gotta be involved in heavy music. What was that light bulb moment for either one of you or both of you guys when you were young? Like, yeah, I know you know you got a moment, because I got mine.
Yeah, I remember, so when I was in high school, I was like a, like middle school and beginning of high school, I was really into punk, like Dead Kennedys and The Casualties and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't really jumped into the hardcore scene, like I grew up on Minor Threat and stuff like that.
Amen.
And then one of my really good friends, I remember one day, gave me an old Cannibal Corpse CD, and he's like, hey, dude, check this out. And I'll never forget it. I was going to the bathroom at my old high school. I put the CD in for the first time, and it literally blew my mind as I was using the restroom. It was crazy story.
And your b-hole.
Yeah, I was literally taking a pee, listening to Cannibal Corpse for the first time, and I was like, wow. And from then on, I just transitioned into the heavy music, and the rest is history.
No. And here you are.
Yeah.
Yo, hit me with the second story, man. I need to know. We need to know.
Dude, mine's a trip, man. All right, so a little backstory on me. Like, I was born and raised in Alaska.
Okay, so a little farther out.
Yeah, a little further out, a little different. And, yeah, there's not much for music up there at all, you know. So my parents were huge in music and stuff like that, and I was just like, whatever. I remember as, like, a little kid, like, I loved ZZ Top, man. I was like, put on ZZ Top. Yeah, you know.
Can't wait till I can grow a beard.
Like, they put on all the other, you know, classic rock stuff. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But, you know, actually, my very first concert ever, this is not metal related, but it was actually Weird Al. That was my very first.
You know what, man? I love Weird Al. You got. I'm jealous of you right now.
Yeah. That dude, the fat dude and everything. That was awesome. But no, it up to me, like, actually was Metallica. I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we used to do mixtapes back then.
Hey, amen. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So my buddy, he made me a mixtape with, like, I think it was Inner Sandman. When I heard that, this was a little kid. I listened to it over and over and over. And he put some Queen song on there. I wasn't feeling that at all.
You're like, yeah. I mean, the hard stuff is the hard stuff.
I'm like, you're the heavy shit, bro. I'm the heavy shit. And, yeah, dude, ever since, man, I've just been all about it. So it started young. Yeah, as soon as I heard that first, you know, bit of heaviness.
For sure. Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you said Metallica. It was the same thing for me. My parents took me to, like, some big mall when I was, like, 9 or 10 years old. It was the first time. It was, like, the equivalent of, like, Best Buy or whatever before Best Buy. And there was, like, 90 TVs, Creeping Death. And I went, oh, it's over. It's over. I'm done.
Yeah.
We're sucked in for life, man. Yeah. Hey, so
awesome, dude.
I'm glad that you got in young. And it, okay. Here's the logical follow-up to that question, because it's a long distance run from Metallica to Pathology, right? You know, agree that the genres are slightly different now, and everybody listening knows underground metalheads argue and complain and bitch and fight about all these little subgenres. What was one of the bands that took you from Metallica to Pathology?
Oh,
or any of, you know, you said Cannibal Corpse, so I definitely understand that logical lineup. But man, what was, like, Last Days of Humanity for me? I just went from A to Z in a heartbeat. It's like,
it's just a long progression of listening to music, dude.
Right.
You know, we're getting older. You know, we've been listening to this for a long time.
Yes, we are.
And a lot of change over the years, man. Like, you know, like, God, what was it? In 2005, dude, I think, is like, Wish was like, you know, and it was all Black Dahlia Murder, Lamb of God, Azalea Dying, fucking Darkest Hour used to be my favorite band, dude.
Yeah, like that metalcore era. Yeah. And Darkest Hour to this day, still one of my favorites.
Oh, so good. So good.
Man. I really idolize those guys.
Amen.
I guess that's when we started it, you know, and then, like, after the Metallica phase, for me at least, you know, it kind of went into Sepultura and Slayer and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And me and a buddy, you know, we used to just cover, like, Slayer and stuff and just jam that out.
Yeah,
and
chilling in your parents' garage somewhere or someone's practice space.
Exactly. Dude, Slipknot, oh man, Slipknot back in the day was definitely one of my favorite bands. Yeah, so, I mean, that's just for me. Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, like, for me too. Like, it was so much fun. Like, when I started getting into metal really seriously, it was so much fun just like diving into it as deep as it can go and just really like seeing all the different genres and just like really seeing what's out there musically. And it was just really fun just discovering new styles, new genres, and just like,
oh, you can fall down the rabbit hole, man.
Totally. It was a really cool time for me, and like still is. Like, I still love finding new bands, and I'm really into like hardcore and deathcore as well. And
yeah, me too.
I love just all the just appreciation of all the styles, and it's really I love being a metalhead. You know, I always will be.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? And this is kind of weird. I really don't think I've ever asked this question. How old are you guys?
We're older gentlemen. 22.
I just turned 33, dude. So I'm kind of in the middle of, like, you know, I'm not at like a veteran yet, but I'm also not a youngin. So
yeah, no, that's
I'm 32.
Okay.
There you go.
So yeah, we're in the same realm. We're in the same realm. You've had enough time to learn. Yeah, exactly.
And I just turned 36, man.
Okay, yeah. So we're all in the same. We all could have gone to high school together, man. So we're all we're all still in the same realm. Hey, here's what I want to do though. I want to focus also on Northwest Terror Fest coming up here in Seattle. This is a really, really cool festival. I don't think you guys have played it. Osirith Ungol's playing, Pig Destroyer's playing, Bongzilla's playing. So many awesome bands that they like took the time to set up this whole thing. And you guys are hitting a pretty fatty West Coast tour run on the way up here. Who else are you guys playing with? And how long is that run going for?
Well, it's just us on the tour, actually.
Oh, and then there's a few people jumping in, from time to time in different cities.
The Kennedy Vales on the first couple days, and then. Yeah. And we have the Northwest Terror Fest and ending it with Las Vegas Death Fest, and then
the way to
other bands jumping on the shows and stuff like that.
And trip on this, it was going to Bogota down to Colombia.
What? I was seeing you guys going to Central America. But thought, hey,
we fly there at Colombia on Friday.
Yeah. You guys, hey, that thing, that's going to get bucked, dude. It's going to get nuts down there. I just hope, I know you know that. Right?
It's going to be amazing.
I hear the metalheads are go crazy down there.
And I heard they party, man.
They party. Hey, you better keep your head on a swivel, too, man, because it's like, it's next level down there, man. I had a couple of friends tour down through there. It gets nuts down there. So make sure you come back in one piece.
It's going to be wild, dude. Yeah, I think we get back from Colombia, and then it's like, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And we're on the road.
Oh, so you're coming straight from Central America back up to the Northwest, huh?
Yeah.
You can bring me some party favors?
We're probably going to consume all.
Yeah. Okay, good. Just checking. Hey, well, I also wanted to talk to you guys because you announced the tour and you guys are going to be hitting and doing all that stuff. And I wanted to ask you, because the New Pathology album has been teased. Is it something you already have been working on and recording on, or is it something you're going to finish when you get back? And what's the status on the New Pathology record, man? We got to know.
You know, the new record is it's finished. And
cool.
It's done.
Yeah, man. I think the street date's going to be in August. We're still waiting on that from the record label.
Right.
When that's happening. And we're going to release the album artwork with the street date, I think, in June. And then we should be dropping a music video shortly after that.
That's what I was also wondering, because, hey, I want to get my hands on it so we can play it here on Metal Shop.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Can't wait for your
That'll be awesome.
Hey, we're super stoked to hear that. Hey, so album title and release date coming up somewhere in the next couple months, right?
Probably about a month. Like, when we come back from tour, I'm pretty sure that's when we're going to pretty much release all the information about it and a single. So it should be awesome.
Yeah, so you guys are going to get a taste of the new shit, man.
I'm stoked. Hey, so, like, any teasers? Are you guys going to go heavier? Are you going to bring the singies? Are you going to get Brian May from Queen? What can you tell me about? You know what I mean? What's up? Well, what can you tell me? What can you tell me?
We really tried to, incorporate a lot of styles into this new music that kind of brings like the appreciation of like a lot of different like genres of metal and really tried to, you know, write a lot of brutal stuff for the old fans and bring some new flavor into it as well. And we have a really awesome guest vocal spot on the album.
Is that unreleased information?
It's really good.
It's pretty sick, man.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to sit and find out then, won't we?
Yep.
It's like that. All right, cool.
Tons of slams, tons of blast beats, tons of gutturals. You know, we're keeping it real.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's good to be spelled.
I wouldn't expect anything less, gentlemen. Hey, one of our last questions that we always ask every band that we've ever talked to, pick a scar on your body and tell me the story about how you got it, man.
A scar on your body?
Yeah, pick a scar. Look, just look around. I know you're both looking at your arms and legs. Like, right now, I know you're looking. Hit me. I mean, tell me the story if it's none, unless it's like illegal or whatever. Somebody's going to call a cop.
I mean, I got one.
Yeah, hit me.
Yeah, no, it's one of the few. I mean, it's that little tiny scar right there.
Mm-hmm.
My fucking brother, man. Like, growing up in Alaska.
Of course.
Yeah, dude. We're chilling on the beach or whatever, dude. And, like, and there's, like, all these, like, you know, clams and mussels and, like, you know, all the shell fish or whatever. Man. And I'm fucking screwing around in the water. And my brother comes up and he pushes me, like, as hard as he can into the water. And I think I'll cut myself, like, on a clam or something, bro.
Oh, that'll slice you.
Yeah, I forgot about it. It's totally still here, yeah.
Hey, you owe him a good slapping.
Oh, yeah, we went back and forth. I thought they had it coming, honestly, yeah. So.
All right.
But that's
your comeuppance, yeah.
That's so funny you said that your brother did that, because I have a similar story. Yeah. I had a scar from a brother from a beach. Yeah. Throwing rocks at each other when we were kids, and you threw this gigantic rock.
Rock fight!
At my head, and it hit my head, and it gashed my head open. And we were down south of the border. And this was when I was a kid. And so my mom just took my shirt off and cut it up and wrapped my head up.
Made you a makeshift bandage.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you guys are hard, man. You guys are hard. Yeah, you're not playing games.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, that's so. Hey, Ricky, Dan, thank you guys from Pathology. New album coming out. Sometime here in 2019, we'll keep you guys posted here on Metal Shop.
It should be August, yeah, it should be August.
Okay, August, yeah. August. Hey, perfect timing. In that summer heat.
Yeah, exactly.
New Pathology coming out. Hey, thank you guys so much for talking to us. You guys are going to be playing Northwest Terror Fest May 31st up here on Capitol Hill. You guys got any final words for the Seattle Northwest audience before we see you guys here in a few short weeks after you hopefully come back alive from Bogota?
Yeah, come see us alive or undead. Who knows what that will be. Just come out to the fucking show, man. Party, dude.
Let's do
come
it.
To the show.
Hey,
like, a lot of great fans on the bill.
We got a lot of homies up there, man. We're fucking, dude, the last time we were in Seattle, we were killer.
Seattle was wild.
It was like one of the best shows, man.
That's amazing. Hey, you got a lot of fans up here. I will tell you that much. We get a lot of requests for Pathology here on Metal Shop. So thanks again to Dan and Ricky from Pathology. Really, really solid dudes. They're going to be up here on this weekend, May 31st. We're going to jam some Pathology right now. Check out Shudder. This is Metal Shop on the Rock of Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.